This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, July 20th, brought to you by AgriPulse. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. United States military said today it's carrying out its 10th consecutive night of strikes at Iran to push to reopening the Strait of Hormuz. The renewed bombings came following the death of another American service member and after Iran launched attacks on America's allies in Kuwait, Jordan, and Bahrain, home of the U.S. Navy 5th Fleet. U.S. Central Command said on social media that the latest strikes, quote, are designed to further degrade Iranian military capabilities used to attack commercial shipping in the strait. A new potential threat to world energy markets emerging today after Iran-backed rebels in Yemen said they plan to prevent Saudi Arabia from shipping in the Red Sea, an alternate route for oil exports during the war. The escalation has pushed oil prices higher in recent weeks. Benchmark Brent crude traded today above $88 a barrel, and regular gasoline in the U.S. climbed to an average of $4 a gallon, keeping pressure on Americans' wallets ahead of the midterm election. In the meanwhile, the war in the Black Sea between Russia and Ukraine has severely hampered Russia's ability to send diesel fuel to customers around the globe, spiking prices and challenging transportation of goods and for farmers as well. Federal health officials said today they remain focused on lettuce from Taylor Farms as a source of a multi-state outbreak of a diarrhea-causing parasite despite inaccurate test results that the government briefly publicized over the weekend. Food and Drug Administration officials said laboratory tests incorrectly identified a positive result for cyclospora and a sample of lettuce from Taylor Farms. The FDA posted the finding to its website Saturday, but then Sunday, the results said had been false positive. Federal and state authorities have been investigating a rise in cases of the parasite, initially linking the outbreak in five states to lettuce served at Taco Bell locations. Saturday, Taylor Farms announced it was recalling 25 shredded lettuce and salad mix products sold under eight different brand codes. In addition to tracing the supply chain of lettuce, FDA staff started testing samples of produce coming from across the U.S. border. Soybean condition ratings improved last week while corn ratings declined. That according to the Department of Agriculture's Crop Progress and Condition report today. Corn, 59% silking, 13% of the crop in the dough stage, 67% of the crop was rated in good to excellent condition. Soybeans, blooming on 66% of acres and setting pods on 32%, two-thirds of the crop rated in good to excellent condition. String wheat, 86% headed, 53% good to excellent. Winter wheat, 74% harvested. The 67% good to excellent rating for corn compares to 74% at this time last year. For soybeans, the condition rating at a mark of 78% compares to last year's 84% at this time. Archer Daniels Midland has named Jeff Rowe, the former CEO of Syngenta Group, as an executive vice president and chief operating officer, overseeing the company's commercial business, global manufacturing, and research and development operations. Rowe will join ADM on August 17th, report to Chairman and CEO Juan Luciano, the company announced today. The appointment brings a longtime agriculture executive back to the U.S. grain and processing company after more than three decades in the seed and crop protection industries. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by AgriPulse. For 250 years, America has been shaped by the people who feed, fuel, and lead our nation. Celebrate America's 250th year with AgriPulse and save $250 on your first subscription. Use code 250USA at checkout by visiting agripulse.com/subscription. Don't miss the news that matters most. Subscribe to AgriPulse today. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.